Thanks for listening to this podcast from Christ Church of Orinoco. Our hope is that it would help you discover completeness in Jesus. Now for this week's teaching.
So, we're in this series called Everybody Always. And Tyler started last week, right? And we talked about that the word that comes from before Everybody Always is God. God loves everybody always, right? And we love everybody always because God loves everybody always. We're going to keep talking about that this week. But first, I have a very important question for all of you. If you have siblings, I want you to raise your hand if you have siblings. Any siblings at all, older, younger, whatever. If you are an only child, please stand up. If you are an only child. Nice. Hey, I applaud you guys. You guys are really, you're taking one for the team. In the last group, we only had three. So you guys win, according to that. So you can take a seat. If you are the oldest child, if the oldest sibling in your family, stand up now. Oldest. That's true. Only children, you can stand up again. Look at that. Good job. Are you guys fifth graders? Come on in. Come on in. If you are a sibling, if you are the oldest sibling in your house, you need to stay standing. That's what we're doing right now. You guys, you're the ones who made our parents make rules for the rest of us, so thank you a lot for that. You can sit down. If you are the youngest in your house, the youngest. Julia is applauding herself over here. That is nice. And honestly, all youngest children, you're way too proud of that. Sit down. Sit down. You already get all of the love. Who in here is a middle child and noticed that I forgot you? If you noticed that I forgot to mention you, yes. I am also a middle child. I understand the plight. We definitely have it the worst. You're like in the middle of eight, so that's really bad. Listen, I understand you. I feel your pain. You can take a seat. So, the point is that we all have siblings, or just kidding, just called out the only children. We don't all have siblings. But the point is that we all have families, right? And our families are the people we probably spend the most hours of our lives with. And so, tonight we're talking about we're supposed to love everybody in our family. So what does that look like, and how do I do that when my brother keeps stealing my blankets? I don't know. What do you like? What would you be mad if your brother stole? What? Your coins? Spending. Your money. Cool. Here's the deal. Tonight we're going to talk about loving everybody in our family. So we're going to start at a place in the Bible. Listen up. We're going to start at a place in the Bible. It's Luke chapter 14. And when I put it up there, you guys might be like, what? Why? What are we talking about? I think you forgot and put up the wrong thing. But I didn't. So we're going to keep reading. It says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate mother and or father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters. Now stop. I'm going to stop right there. Jesus just told me I could hate my mom and dad and siblings, right? thank you. No, but here's the deal. We can read this, and sometimes we can use this to be like, well, why should I have to love those people, right? They bug me all the time. But we have multiple accounts of this same story about Jesus, so I think it's helpful to go to those other stories and see how somebody else wrote it down. So, the first four books of our New Testament are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they all tell us the life of Jesus here on earth. They record it in different ways. They focus on different things. But Matthew records this same exact story. So let's look at how he says this so we can get a better idea. He says, if anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So, Here's the deal. Sometimes we can look at these and we'd be like, nope, Jesus gave me an excuse. I don't have to love them. I love Jesus, but I don't have to love them, right? My siblings annoy me. My parents don't know what I'm going through right now. And it's really frustrating, so I don't need to love them, right? No. Just like Tyler talked about last week, right? The whole point of last week, we memorized a verse of scripture. Can anybody recite that from memory to me right now? Right here, come on up. Come on up. Okay, what's your name? Yell it out.
Brenna.
Brenna, can you recite 1 John 4:19?
Because he, when he first loved me, that means I love him.
Very close. Anybody else? Come up.
We love because God first loved us.
Yes. We love, give her a round of applause. We love because he first loved us. Now, I want all of us to say it together. Even if you don't have it memorized, even if you weren't here last week, I'm going to put it up on the screen so we can all say it together. Say it with me. We love because he first loved us. We're going to say it one more time. We love because he first loved us. Now, we all came into this room tonight, but we didn't come into this room tonight without last week existing. So it's important that we understand where we went last week, because where we went last week is why we came here this week, right? Because God loves us. God loves everybody he created. That's what we talked about last week. And we talked about that he loves us, and that's why we love others. So the same is true for your family, right? The same is true when you go into your families. But here's what we need to do. We need to go back to Luke 14, because that's not where this verse ends, right? It's not, we already decided that hate is actually a helpful word to help us understand this relationship we have with Jesus. But let's finish the whole verse to try to understand better. If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. Okay, well, that's intense. And so at the very end here, it has this word disciple. Has anybody ever heard of that word before? Raise your hand if you've heard the word disciple. If you are signed up for a discipleship group, hopefully you've heard that word. That would be awesome. And this word disciple, some of you may know what it means, but I want to give you a very short definition for it. A disciple of Jesus is a devoted follower, okay? Now, some of you guys may have phones. I don't know where we are with that. If you do, you may understand this, but I'm sure all of you guys have heard of the app Instagram. No? Yes? Okay. Instagram, you can, yes, amen to that, Anthony. Right there with you, buddy. Instagram is this app where you can follow people and people can follow you, right? And you can like their pictures. Now, some of you, does anybody in here have Instagram? Okay, I'm going to talk to you guys. We got one over here. Anybody over here follow somebody they've never met? Okay, first of all, I would say stop. Don't follow people you've never met. But second of all, I would say that sometimes we follow people, right? And like we like their photos so that they like our photos back, you know? And there's this like, we're giving and we're taking, and it's like, we've got to keep, you know, I got to have less followers than people that are following me. And it's like this science, right, of keeping the social structure. But that is not the following that Jesus was talking about. That is not what disciple means. Here's what you need to understand. If you think that being a disciple of Jesus is just kind of being like, I like some of the stuff that guy says, and that's not following Jesus. That's not being a disciple of Jesus. Being a disciple of Jesus is being devoted. And Jesus is saying right here that being a disciple of Jesus means loving him most. Right? And we're going to get to this point where understand that God is love, right? So when we say we've got to love everybody always, we've got to love everybody in our family, If we're not devotedly following Jesus, then how do we love our family? Because we don't, Jesus is the definition of love. Jesus teaches us what love is. So if we don't know who Jesus is, if we're not devoted to Jesus, then we can't really love our family all that well. Do you guys understand that? Because Jesus is the one who informs and tells us how to love. In another place in the Bible, it actually says that before we ever loved Jesus, he loved us, and he gave himself up to die for us on the cross. And so, again, we love because he first loved us, not because of something that we saw in him before he died and sacrificed his life for us. And so that is how we love our family. We love our family because God loved us, right? Simple. We said that last week. But specifically to our family, I think sometimes we can get into these attitudes with our families that God does not have towards our family. How many of you guys this week, since Sunday, like 3 days, have had a disagreement with your parents about something? Anybody in this room? Yes. So, we have this idea of what love is or what disagreements are, and then we try to love people out of our frustrations with them. And we can be annoyed with our family super easily, but here's what I want you to know. God never rolls his eyes at your parents. God is never annoyed at your little sister. God is never jealous of your older sister or brother. Here, God is love, right? And so I want you guys to practically understand the things that love are. And there's this passage in 1 Corinthians that helps us understand that. So we're going to read that. It says that love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It doesn't brag. It's not proud. It's not rude. Love is not selfish, and it does not become angry easily. Love does not remember wrongs done against it. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but it rejoices in the truth. Love patiently accepts all things. It always trusts, always hopes, and always continues strong. That is, amen, amen. That is the love that God has for us. Right? This love that God has for us is not some like, maybe not today, not feeling it today. I don't think today's the day I'm going to wake up and love my sister or my parents, right? Or respect my parents. And here is what I will also say. Loving people is not just an attitude, right? Let's get some amen. Look, I like this. That's good. That's good. Love is more than an attitude, right? Because you could help your mom put away the dishes, but you also could still not love her. You know what I'm saying? And you could also help your mom put away the dishes and not be showing her the same love that Jesus showed you. So, yes, this is great. So, with that, what we have is now we understand, just like last week, right? Let's think back to last week. This is not a love that we have. Man, you guys are so affirming. I get it. Thank you. Love is not something that we just muster up out of the goodness of our hearts, right? Out of something that we could, like, we're really good at loving people, you know? Like, but it's only something that we get from Jesus, who loved us first. So, I gotta wrap this up. So, because of this love that Jesus has for us, we get the opportunity to love others, and we are going to get the opportunity right now to reflect on how that actually physically happens each week. So, we're gonna throw up some reflection questions, and as the 7th and 8th graders come back in the room to worship, I want you guys to be thinking about how you should love your family like Jesus loves your family. Right? Not like you want to, but how Jesus actually does. And so we're going to put some questions up on the screen. And as you're sitting there, if you want to close your eyes, if that would help you to focus once you know the question, then go ahead and close your eyes. But we're going to slowly just go through these questions. And I want you to ask, maybe you take this time to pray. And you just ask God, what how do I love my family? But the first question I want you to think about is, right now, what do you love about your family? What do you think that when you tell other people about your family, you're really proud of this? Okay, so close your eyes. Think about your family. Think about the ways in which your family loves you. And I want you to just to decide on a few things that you love about your family.
Thanks again for checking out this podcast. We hope this teaching helped you to discover completeness in Jesus and encourages you to help others do the same. For more resources or to learn about Christ Church in general, visit us online at cco.church.